Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's episode of the podcast. We have a special guest with us here today, Mr. Kevin Thompson. Welcome, sir.
Rudy, I am stoked to be here, man. We're going to have a good time today.
Most certainly, my friend. And for our audience who are tuning in, maybe they've been living under a rock for the last 29 years and haven't met you or heard of you. Kevin is such a well-connected guy. He's been in the industry as an entrepreneur for over 29 years. He's produced over $16.1 million of his own products and services through strategic partnerships in the digital marketing industry and otherwise. He's also the host of the Million Dollar Relationship podcast, who I've been a guest on his show, and you should definitely check it out. He has some A-list people that have been on his podcast, and he facilitates strategic partnerships and has impacted millions of lives, and also recently got into leading a very high-end mastermind experiences like in castles and bring together remarkable people. So I'm excited, sir, today to get to interview you and hear all about your experience running your high-end mastermind at the castle.
Yeah. This will be fun.
Yeah. And now one more quick thing I'll mention to our audience here. When you and I first met, we were at a dinner party with a mutual friend, Tim Francis. And yeah, what I appreciate about you is that you're so low-key, so unassuming. You had like this Hawaiian shirt on with, I think, little airplanes. And I appreciated that because I flew airplanes for a living. So that was just a fun way to connect with you. And oh, what I've known, because you were so unassuming how successful you are and how much of an impact you've had. So it's wonderful to have you here.
Well, my pleasure. And what a great way to meet through somebody like Tim and fam, who they just host these intimate get-togethers at their place down in Austin and stuff. And I don't know how many dinners like that they've done, but they've done a lot. And whenever you meet through somebody that you already have a relationship with, and in this case, Tim, that you already have just respect for, and anybody you meet under their umbrella, they're probably going to be pretty awesome people and stuff. So you go into an event like that just expecting good things and stuff. And that was a very awesome evening. And I totally remember January of last year. So actually, January 2 years ago. Time flies, but it's been about 2 years since that event. And I mean, it's amazing to think that it's already been 2 years since we met at Tim's event and stuff. So
100%, man. And kind of on theme with this show, High Profit Event Show, leading profitable, highly profitable and impactful events. You and I met at an event, right? It's the value of events and connection and building relationships, which is one of the reasons why I think events can be so life-changing for people. I do my very best on this show to capture the best practices, get the value, squeeze the juice as early as possible for our audience. And with your permission, if it's okay, can we jump into talking about this event that you've done and maybe in other events that you've done as well? You're welcome to tie them all together, but love to pick your brain and capture the lessons that you've learned from running this high-end mastermind earlier.
Sure. I'd be honored to do that. Yeah, I did my very first event. It was actually August of 2017, the very first one I ever did. Well, actually, right here in my home, right on the other side of this wall in my living room, and 15 entrepreneurs flew in for that event. And the investment was $5,000 to come. And I'm not going to lie, Rudy, on one hand, I was really excited going, wow, this is absolutely amazing. Look who's sitting in my living room right now. And at the same exact time, I'm like, God, please let this be valuable for them. And as it turned out, two and a half days later, it was incredibly valuable for all of them. And I don't do tons of events, but since 2017, I've probably done about 15, 16 of them now, similar to that one. So very, very rewarding and impactful for sure.
Wow. Okay. So you've done about 15, 16 of these high-end masterminds, starting with the one in your living room in 2017 with 15 entrepreneurs. Yeah, I'm very curious to hear what you learned from doing these over and over again. As one of the main problems people face when it comes to promoting events is, one, thinking about what they want to do an event about, But once they figure that out, how do I get people to my event?
Yeah.
That's the number one problem and question that I get from clients and other people in the industry. Love to hear your experience when it comes to that over the 17 or so events that you filled at $5,000 or more per person.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first event, what inspired me to even start doing that first event was a friend of mine, Tim, and I were talking, and he was like, Kevin, he's like, why have you never held an in-person get-together for all these amazing entrepreneurs that you know? And I'm like, I don't know. I've just never thought of it. And he said, I want to invite you to give that some thought, because if you did host something like that, I would totally want to come to it. I'm like, you would. And keep in mind, I live in Washington State. I'm in Arlington, Washington, about 40 miles north of Seattle. He lived in Tampa, Florida at the time. And so all the way across the country. And so as he's sharing this with me, I'm like, so let me make sure I'm understanding you, Tim. I was like, so if I decided to host an event and just did it right here at my home, and are you telling me that you would make a financial investment and you would hop on a plane and you would come all the way across the country to my place to be able to participate in that? He's like, Kevin, I would do that in a heartbeat. And I'm like, why would you do that, Tim? And he's like, because, Kevin, I know you, and I know the other people that you would invite would be people that I would want to meet because they would align with me on values. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. And so that launched the whole thing. I couldn't sleep that night because I start telling my wife at dinner that evening about this conversation. And I'm like, man, this, and even my wife started getting jazzed because she loves being the host. She loves hosting get-togethers at our place. And so she was like, this is like hosting a big party and get-together for some really cool people. And so she started throwing out ideas and this and that. And the next morning I got up and I just came here into my home office. I was up by 5 a.m. that morning. And I just started going through all my Facebook friends, all my email contacts, and my cell phone contacts. And I just started making a list of who I would want to invite. Who would I want to have this experience? Because I knew what my vision was for it. My vision was, is I wanted to invite these entrepreneurs who did not know each other. And I wanted them to come to my place and be under my umbrella. And my goal was, is I wanted to facilitate real, meaningful connection and relationships with each other for all of them. And because I knew if I could facilitate that real, meaningful connection from there, it's really easy to do business together when you just like somebody and you just start co-creating and collaborating. And so that's kind of how I started doing it. We did that very first event, August of 2017. I just made that list. And I started reaching out to people, and some people could make it and some people couldn't. But I ended up doing two events. We had one in August of 17, one in September of 17. 1 month later, we had 15 people at both events. For me, it was really easy to fill those first couple of events because I knew a fair amount of people that I felt that I could really serve effectively and powerfully through those events. And so I had people to invite. If I didn't have people to invite, because that's now the more I go, the more I've developed processes that allow me to meet with new people and new entrepreneurs, the right kind of entrepreneurs on a regular basis. So I've always got people coming into my life. And if you're doing an event and you're looking, if you've got an audience that you want to serve, I've been very helpful for people who do that kind of stuff too, by helping make connections for them and stuff. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can fill events. I don't want to just keep going on. I want to make sure I kind of stay on track here with you, Rudy, and then make sure I'm being of most value to your folks too. So,
well, that's great. That's a great start to the interview, hearing you say that you started it doing market research. You were just talking to a friend and the friend was like, hey, I'd like, if you did this, then that would come. And you got curious as to why he would come and what value you would get. And you let that lead you to actually hosting the event. And then you created your list of people you'd like to have there, and you worked it. But I think underlying all of that was, I'm hearing, is this intentionality around the relationships that you've built with people. Yeah. And because you've built those relationships, you were able to reach out and fill those. And I think that applies not only to a high-end mastermind like you've been doing for 15 plus people, but as somebody's running perhaps a general conference or seminar, being able to have a few connectors, influencers, and having them help you fill the event, that using that similar process, using those relationships and leveraging that to help fill your events. Yes. So I actually had a guy reach out to me today, actually a gentleman that you and I both know, and he runs a very, very high-end event. And he reached out to me asking me to be that strategic partner to help him identify three more people to come to his event. So I love what you're sharing there. I think it's very relevant, oftentimes overlooked, just the power of working our relationships and then taking the time to invest in those relationships early on.
Yeah. Relevant.
What else? Any other specifics that you learned, or maybe even importantly, mistakes that you've made when it's come to filling your events over the past 7 years, 8 years that you've been doing them?
So I know that mistakes that I've made, I mean, man, I've made so many mistakes along the way. From that very first event that I held at my home, I really went all out on it, meaning the experience that I wanted the participants to have was once they walked in the door, they didn't have to worry about a thing again until they left to go home. So I wanted a big spread for breakfast that my wife and my daughter had laid out for us. We had lunch, great lunches catered in and stuff. In the evening, I had rented limos to be able to take us out for dinner at really nice restaurants, where I chose restaurants where we had our own private area in the restaurant, usually either an enclosed room. Like I know we got one on the waterfront out here that's just a beautiful place that we go to. So just to really try to go all out on the experience so that once people are here, they just get to be engaged, be present for the experience and not have to worry about a thing. And I can tell you that from my very first event that I did, that first event, like I said, that first morning, and looking at who was there, I, having not done it before, I was definitely nervous. And like I said, I was like, gosh, please let this be valuable for them. And so to start the event, that was on my mind. And so I just kind of noticed for that. And I'm like, okay, Kevin, what do you really want here? You want to facilitate real, meaningful connection and relationships. So just let them know that that's what you want to do. And I had already done that as I was having conversations with people when I was inviting them to the event. And I reiterated it when I started the event, when I just kind of had a conversation standing in my living room as everybody's sitting around and just letting them know, hey, you know what? I just want to let each of you know a little bit about who's here in this space, because every one of you, you are all absolutely world class at what you do. And you have a long track record of delivering results for the clients that you serve. And on the other side of the coin, you are also some of the most giving, generous people that I know. And your default position is to show up ready to help, to serve, to contribute, to pour into other people. I mean, that's just hardwired into who you are. And I want to also make sure, so you're going to give, that's a given, that's just going to happen. But I want to set the intention with you right now that you're also going to receive. We're going to expand your receiving muscle here over the next couple of days as well. And I want every one of you to just be able to receive in a really powerful way as well, and let the rest of us pour into you, because all of us, if we could help you make a bigger impact in this world through your business, there, every one of us would absolutely love to be able to do that. And you just need to let us know what that looks like for you and what you want to be able to walk away from this experience with and stuff. And the biggest mistake that I made, I can tell you, is putting those entrepreneurs on a pedestal, because they all ran businesses far bigger than my own, far bigger. And so even in the back of my head, I was still thinking, even though all I got those attendees and those participants there, they flew across the country to come to my house, I'm still doubting myself and my abilities and my deserving, if you will, to even be serving those entrepreneurs. And I can tell you, we're now almost 8 years, or a little over 7 years since that first event. I've got over that. And now I have come to discover that entrepreneurs, no matter how successful they are, no matter how great things look from the outside looking in, that we're all just doing the best we can with what we have. And they doubt themselves too. And it doesn't matter whether they're a millionaire, a billionaire, what have you, they doubt themselves too at times and stuff. And they also are just, they are looking to make real meaningful connection with people that they can genuinely trust. That we trust. That's the big thing right there. Trust in relationships.
Amen. Thank you, Kevin, for sharing that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you're welcome. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, it's interesting to see how you as an event host and event leader, getting people to come to your event that you felt, or factually, they had big businesses that produced more revenue, they were bigger than yours. But regardless of that fear, you still brought people together and you were able to facilitate the value for them. And I think that's a very common fear. I think that any facilitator or leader or event host has, whether it's the fear of the judgment of the people in the audience or maybe the other speakers that they bring in. It's this kind of overall sense of, well, I really hope that people get value from this. And I just love how you're just showing that, hey, you don't have to be the biggest fish in the room. You don't have to make the most money to be able to bring people together and to facilitate value.
That's right.
Wow. And then when it comes to continuing the relationship and having people not only attend your event, but perhaps join you for a mastermind program or continue on to another event with you, what have you learned in that process? Like, what's worked for you when it's come to continuing that relationship? Because you and I both know that people come to an event, they get close to the fire, they get inspired, they get ideas, they build some new friendship relationships. But if it's not continued with some form of container or reinforcement, it tends to kind of dissipate. So
that's right. That's right.
Tell me about your experience with that.
I have been a big investor myself over the years. So I know that when I get help from somebody, whether it's through investing in a book, a course, or what have you, when what they're sharing really resonates with me, I'm usually like, so Joe Polish is a great example. He was my very first business connection years ago when I used to own a cleaning and restoration company. And I found out about Joe through a trade publication. I invested in his marketing system for the cleaning and restoration industry. And I got so much value from it. I'm like, man, I started using his stuff in my business and started working. And I'm like, man, I want to get more from this guy, Joe. And so he did a live event down in Phoenix. And I flew down to go to that live event. And from there, he offered a coaching program. And I ended up joining his coaching program. And then later, a few years later, he offered a high-end coaching program for, I think it was like $14,000 or $15,000 a year. I ended up joining that. And people, there is always a certain percentage of what people, when they experience something from you and they get value from it, that they like, they're going to want more. And so in my event, my very first event that I did, it did end up being this. It was such an emotional experience for me over that 2.5 days, watching these entrepreneurs just make these real meaningful connections and have conversations on break and at lunch and breakfast and dinner, and just hear them co-creating and collaborating together on how they could do business together and support each other and refer business to each other. And that just inspired me. And quite candidly, Rudy, the offer at the end of that event, it was so doggone simple. All I said was like, hey, you know what? It has been really amazing to watch the connections and the relationships that have come for each of you over this last couple of days here. And it has been such a privilege and honor for me to be a part of that and bringing all of you together. And I'll tell you, for those of you, if you feel it would be valuable to have somebody like me being really intentional and facilitating more of this for you in your life, well, I would absolutely love to do that. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to ride with you for the next year. And I'll just start being really intentional. We'll communicate on a regular basis and I'll start facilitating relationships and strategic partnerships for you. And what I would like for that is I would like $25,000 for my role in that. And Travis Sagel was at that event. He was the first one that immediately was like, well, I'm in, Kev. And five more people from that event followed his lead. So six people said yes to that offer. 1 month later, there was 15 people at that event. Six more people said yes to that offer then. Now, I will not say that everything was rainbows and unicorns from then forward, as my daughter would say. I had some personal growth to go through. I had to figure out processes because at that time I hadn't done that before. And I had to figure out processes and systems and figure out how to really best use my abilities most effectively to serve these entrepreneurs. So there was definitely a growth process there. And that growth process, Rudy, it continues to this day. I mean, we've come a long ways, but I am continually focused on how can I become more and more effective at doing what I do and serving the entrepreneurs I get to serve.
Remarkable. Remarkable. Wow. Thank you for sharing the story of the first enrollment into your 25K mastermind.
Yeah.
And how you went about it. I imagine it maybe wasn't as simple as you described it in the moment.
It was not. Hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
And back then, it was not a mastermind. I was having one-on-one conversations with all these entrepreneurs each week and stuff. It was not a mastermind. I figured that piece out later. And even, yes, I do group stuff today, and there is mastermind components, but make no mistake about it, we are very intentional. This is about facilitating profitable relationships and strategic partnerships. That's the intention right there. Not just masterminding. Like I said, mastermind components, but I am really intentional. In fact, all of us in the community are really intentional about what this is all about. So
profitable, intentional relationships. Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Couple more things to just tie in here. We were chatting in the green room and you mentioned that you had a form of appreciation challenge that you feel would be beneficial to share with our audience. Would you be open to sharing with?
I would be honored to share that. So like I mentioned before, these entrepreneurs, I am so incredibly blessed to, I just look at the entrepreneurs that are being attracted into my life and into my world. And it all has stemmed from something I learned from my good friend, Jesse Elder, 12 years ago about this thing of just genuine appreciation and how no matter how successful somebody is or what have you, nobody on the face of this earth gets too much appreciation. Nobody. And by just simply being genuinely appreciative of other people, and just when I tell you about this challenge, I want to challenge you. Don't look at this as a strategy or a tactic, but if it resonates, just let it be part of who you are and how you show up. And so I call it the active appreciation challenge. And so we all have cell phones with plenty of contacts in there. Those contacts can be friends, it can be family, it can be business associates, what have you. For the purpose of this exercise, you can do this with whoever you want. But what I want to challenge you to do is over the course of the next 24 hours, I want you to send messages to a minimum of 10 people in your life. And in each of those messages, you let the person know one thing that you genuinely appreciate about them. And you don't ask for anything in return. You don't even ask for a response in return. But you watch what happens. And it is going to be such a powerful experience. And you are going to come to the realization that your actions caused that to happen. And once you have it, I'm gonna guess that if you're like me, you're gonna be like, wow, that was, I mean, the first time I had that experience that Jesse told me to do that. And after I had that experience, I was hooked. I'm like, I want a whole bunch more of it. And so I send messages of appreciation to people every single day. I don't even think about it. I just do, and I don't know how many people, but every single day, 2, 3, 4 people a day, what have you. And I will tell you that by being just genuinely appreciative of people like that, it opens the door for so. I sent out a message to somebody this morning, a friend of mine that I hadn't talked to since last summer. She's an entrepreneur. And I just reached out to her and just said, hey, man, I haven't talked with you in a while. Happy New Year's. Would love to hear an update about what's been going on in your life. And she messaged me back and informed me that her husband died in a car wreck in August of last year. And I did not know that. I haven't talked to her since then. And she was like, Kevin, you reached out at such a perfect time. And she goes, you know what? She goes, my world was turned upside down. But you know what? We're getting through this now. And business is picking back up again. And I'm getting through this. But she goes, man, she goes, if you would be open to have a conversation, Kevin, I would absolutely love to just catch up with you and talk. And if you could, would you book a time on my calendar? And I did. I booked a time on her calendar and stuff. And it's this real, meaningful relationships. And I'll tell you what, when we have that, the business comes so doggone easy from that place. Business is easy to do when we have relationships with like-minded people who share core values with us that we just like, because now we can have a co-creative and collaborative conversation and just explore possibilities. And coming from that place, whole different ballgame right there.
Mm. Awesome, man. Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. For those listening right now, the challenge is in the next 24 hours, message 10 people on your phone and let them know something you genuinely appreciate about them. Yes. And just see what happens without any expectation of return or something that you're trying to get back. Just see what happens. Right? Yeah. I love that. Thank you.
Just have the experience. And yes.
Yes. And speaking of valuable relationships, intentional and even profitable relationships, I highly invite you as our listener to check out Kevin's podcast as well, Million Dollar Relationships. Kevin, can you tell us a little bit more about the podcast? And
yeah. So we launched that podcast almost 3 years ago. It has been hands down the most rewarding and impactful thing I've done in my 29 years as an entrepreneur hosting this podcast. I get to talk with my podcast guests about their most valuable relationships. And so my podcast guests get to share their experience around this topic of relationships. And for our listeners who are also entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs, we get to inspire them to place more intentional focus on creating more real, meaningful, and rewarding relationships in their own lives. And so if you are someone who places a high value on relationships, if you're an entrepreneur who's making a big impact in this world and wants to make an even bigger impact in the world, you sound like my kind of person. And I would be totally honored to have a conversation, get to know you a little bit. And if it makes sense, we could totally do an interview for the podcast. And I would be honored to do that with you. And probably the easiest way to hit me up is on Facebook. I'm Kevin the Connector on Facebook. You could just message me and let me know you're one of Rudy's, you heard this interview, it landed with you, and you'd like to discuss doing an interview for the podcast. I would absolutely love to do that. So
awesome, Kevin. It's super generous of you. So for our listeners here, we're also going to include the link to the podcast here in the show notes, as well as a link to your Facebook profile and other socials that you have as well. So just go down below somewhere around this audio or video, and you'll find all of the links or a backlink to the show notes. So Kevin, it's been an honor and pleasure to have you here, my friend. As we wrap up our interview, any final words that you want to leave our audience with?
Well, understanding relationships the way I do, I'm going to tell you, when we do, just I'll give you a really cool example here. I interviewed this guy, Jeremiah, a couple months ago for the podcast, and he had such an amazing experience that he connected me with his friend, Jim. In fact, he told me after the podcast, he's like, Kevin, he's like, man, that was so cool. And my buddy, Jim, he's wanting to get on more podcasts. And so I would love to connect you and him, and he'd make a great guest for your podcast. And so Jeremiah sent an email to connect Jim and I. And Jim responded right away. And he was like, Kevin, he said, I was already talking with Jeremiah, and he told me about the amazing experience he had on your podcast. And I already know who I want to talk about. It's the guys in the band. And he's like, we've known each other for years. We've been through ups and downs. And all these years, we're still best friends. And those guys are just the most valuable relationships in my life. But he didn't say who the band was. And so I had to Google his name. Jim Sonefeld is his name. And I come to find out he is the drummer for a band, Hootie and the Blowfish. Mm-hmm. And Jim and I have since connected. We've had a few conversations. We did an interview for the podcast. He is, for this year, he wants to get on more. He wants to speak more. And it's something he hasn't done a lot of, is public speaking. But he's like, I would really like to do more of that. And so I've kind of been able to help him in that. And so I just want to share that, because when we do focus on relationships and we focus on using our gifts and our abilities and our resources and our business, impact other people's lives and help further those relationships, and we want to just be the rock star and the hero to the people that we serve, I will tell you, you are going to attract so many amazing entrepreneurs. You want to fill your events? You're going to fill your events with the right kind of people. Focus on relationships.
Amen. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Well, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you here. And our audience, please click the link below. Connect with Kevin, Kevin the Connector on Facebook. Go to his podcast, Million Dollar Relationships. This has been an awesome interview, Kevin. Thank you so much, my friend.
You are so welcome, Rudy. My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab, and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.